Yeah, most of my family come from Grampians, Ballarat. Every time I get out, I go up there and go out there as much as I can. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sort of inner peace you get when you go out there. So.
That's exactly, yeah, because I'm connected to that country too, and there is an inner peace, eh?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. What's that? Like, you can't really get that around, like, a lot of electricity and...
No, that's the one thing. You can go into the gullies there and that, and there's just no man-made structures, and it's just you're at one with nature, and,
yeah.
And you get back to the old ways, and you just, yeah, it's good. You think about the old people and stuff and
yeah.
How they would have lived, and it just, yeah, it brings you closeness to them. I feel like I connect with them more, like, that way.
Yeah.
Going and seeing the old rock art and stuff like that.
That's exactly. And there's rock art up there, right?
Yeah, there's plenty, yeah.
You know?
It's and well protected and stuff too.
Thank goodness, eh?
Yeah,
because those ones are like thousands of years old.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of them are undateable, so...
Whoa.
They've gone back that far that they don't know exactly when they'll put there, but... Yeah.
Yeah. And see, it's funny how, like, our generation know this too, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I've taken all my kids out there and that and shown them and everything, so they know where our ancestors come from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really important, eh? You know, I just sort of realise as you grow older, eh, like, hanging in nature's really important.
Yeah, yeah. I've got family in Port Augusta and that as well, so...
Oh.
I like getting over there into the desert and stuff as well, so...
Yeah, yes.
It's, it's really nice, beautiful. I love the whole of Australia. I'm yet to see it all. I've seen three quarters of it. When I get out, I'm seeing I want to do the West Coast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm Noongar too, mate, and it's the West Coast is...
Well, I've done 9 years in Casuarina over there.
Oh, true.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I know a lot of the Noongars over there.
Yeah, right, yeah, hey. Because the Casuarina, that's a big one too. That's a maxi over there.
Yeah, it's good. It was good. I met some really, really good people over there, right?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of family. That's interesting you've been around. So you've been, like, to desert country?
Yeah, been right up to Cairns.
Yeah.
Been right through to... Tennant Creek back down, all the way down through Coopedy and stuff.
Yeah.
And then all the way over Western Australia, down the bottom part.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to do from Perth to Darwin.
That's great. You go up like in the, northwest, you know. That's beautiful country there. And top fishing, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that water. But it's like, you catch fish that are sort of running from sharks, and if you're quick enough, you can get... Both fish, eh?
Yeah.
But Broome would be beautiful, that
Yeah, that's
that
that's one place I've always wanted to go, Broome.
Yeah.
And then once I finish there, I want to travel around Tassie.
Yes.
Take a time, go around Tassie.
Go cold. That's fantastic, eh? How long are you here for?
I get out in October, on October the 1st.
Woohoo!
So by Christmas I'll be on my way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's really deadly And like, important, eh?
Yeah.
You know, that sort of gives a bit of hope, eh?
And, yeah, well, I just love every bit of this country. It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love it too,
to get away from the cities and that. The cities I not really like, but getting away from them out into the real country is the best.
Yeah, yeah. Now, thanks for talking country, because to me that always just... Like, that's what keeps you, hey?
Yeah,
keeps you strong,
yeah.
I think, you know.
Well, you never feel alone. I don't feel alone.